I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again.
Phenomenal. Michael Pink live in studio with us this morning, along with Cindy Rudum. She works over at the Moorhead American Legion, and Cindy is doing battle with some medical issues here, just like Jace did not too long ago. And so they're going to be having a fundraiser for her coming up on Sunday. And Michael will be one of the artists you'll be hearing, but he's got a lot of extra stuff that he's doing, too. He's going to be kept busy. Cindy, welcome to the studio with us.
Hi, thank you.
You bet. So you've been doing some medical battle here, you tell me, from November. Tell our listeners what your story is.
Well, on November 16th, I went in and with severe stomach pains, and it ended up being a tear in my colon. Mm-hmm. So it kind of slit me open like a deer.
Oh, jeez.
Took out 18 inches of my large intestine, and they found 4 polyps on my intestine. And
yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's how I found out
that you had colon cancer.
Yep.
And she looks great. She's in studio with us now, considering just mid-November when you were diagnosed. Now, you've gone through what? Have you done surgery? You've gone through chemo? What have you done so far?
So I had major surgery in November. And then, you know, I have a port, so I had surgery for that.
Numerous rounds of chemo already?
Yep, 4. 4 rounds.
Is there more in your future, too, here?
I think 2. They're going to try and do this test to see if I don't have any particles still floating around in me. So,
have you done radiation therapy as well? No?
No.
Just chemo?
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So my hair is not all the way going to fall out.
Yeah.
It's definitely falling out.
Yeah. Well, I've seen Cindy over at the Moorhead American Legion because she works there. But, I mean, this is the first time really I'm meeting you. And you, I wouldn't have known.
Yeah.
Like
if
I was just to strike up a conversation, you look great. You look healthy.
Thanks.
And are you feeling pretty decent?
I am now. In the beginning, no.
It knocks you. Yeah. When you're doing chemo, it definitely
and
knocks
right after
you.
Chemo. It's like 4 days I'm down.
Mm-hmm. It seems like November is not really a very good month.
Hmm. Is that when it happened to you, too?
Well, technically it was the end of October, but November was the major surgery then. And then they had my fundraiser December 1st. So the difference will be is that you'll be able to attend your fundraiser, though, right?
Right. Yes.
And a lot of friends stepping, a lot of people who love you who are stepping forward to put on 6 strings for Cindy.
Very nice.
That's pretty
cool. I appreciate that.
You bet. Michael, you're one of the organizers. You're also going to be singing for us and performing that night. Tell us what's going on. What's going to be happening?
Well, we got a day full of music, and we've got food to go along with that music. So food starts being served at 3 o'clock. We got Sloppy Joe's, pickles, chips, and beans, all that good stuff. And that's, again, 3 o'clock, and that'll go till it's all gone. And a slice of cake for $2. Free coffee, and then we've got musical startup at 4 o'clock.
It helps that you're an artist, a musician, because you got a lot of friends in the business, and it was probably an easy ask, like, let's help out Cindy, what can we do, and who's in kind of a thing for you?
Absolutely, yeah. These are all my buddies, so, yeah, everybody just kind of came together and wanted to be a part of it, and we've got a pretty good list here. So
I recognize all the names here who are going to be performing. Tell our listeners who's all performing on Sunday.
Yeah, we've got Mr. Steve Marquardt, and then we've got Ella and Joe Rudd, Joe from the Front Fenders, Mr. Mick Klein, very talented buddy of mine, and Mr. Rick Adams, and yours truly.
Yep. And you got a young man accompanying you on steel guitar. That's not that common to hear steel guitar, is it?
Yeah, it is kind of a rare thing, you know, to see. Yeah, Mr. Jake Ingemar, good buddy of mine I've played with for years, but it's been a while. So kind of trying to do something special for the occasion, so throw a little different flavor in there. So, it's going to be a lot of fun.
And starting at the Moorhead American Legion this Sunday, beginning at 3, going until 10, I would imagine kids can come too, family-friendly, bring the family?
Yep.
And also, you guys are going to be selling 6 strings for Cindy wristbands for just $5. You got also the 6 strings for Cindy ribbons for $2. Probably your biggest seller, Jello shots for $2 a piece. So.
Yep.
She knows, right?
I do.
Oh, and we should, too. Vic's Bar and Grill also helping out with the wristband sales, yep. too. Like yep. I said, it's just nice having the community stepping mm-hmm. up and the friends that you've met over the years that want to help you out here.
It is. It's very nice. Yeah. I'm just shocked.
And Sloppy Joe, there are not enough Sloppy Joe fundraisers. I'm sorry. I love Sloppy Joes.
You can't lose. Yeah.
No. Just,
I think anytime when you take a beef and you have ground beef and use it some way, they used spaghetti for mine. So, I mean, obviously you're going to use ground beef for that. But, Cindy, obviously you're going to be able to be there on Sunday and see the outpouring of support for you. I know that, obviously, personally, I wasn't able to attend mine. But seeing some of the photos and videos that my family, Bonnie, took, it's overwhelming when you see this support come out for you. And it's one of those things that it's not anything that I know that I didn't ask for. It was up to my friends and coworkers really wanted to do this. So can you talk about the emotions of what it means to have your friends and community support you like this?
Well, you know, at first I was like, no.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Right. Natural reaction.
Yep.
But no, it's so nice. I appreciate it so much, and everybody's really stepped up, and so many people have asked what they can do to help out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and well, it's
and
that, expensive going
yeah,
through
any
type of medical treatment.
That's the thing too, is that no matter if it's someone you've known for a long time or you met them several years ago, they just want to find a way to help and support you. And it's hard to, for me at least, it's hard for me to say, yeah, I would love you to do something for me, but. Right. It's so overwhelming, the support you get, and sometimes just the support is all we really need, but the financial benefit on top of it is really great to help with all those medical bills.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, go on out, Moorhead American Legion, this Sunday from 3 to 10 p.m., Six Strings for Cindy fundraiser. Musicians will also have a guitar case on stage for donations, and they are all donating their time. Michael? You're like butter. You've got quite a voice. Can you hit us with another? James Taylor was phenomenal, by the way. Michael mm-hmm. Pink/James Taylor. Hit us with something on the way out. I know you guys have to get down the hallway. I'd keep you here all day.
All right. This is kind of in the same wheelhouse.
Okay. All right. What do you got?
A little more 70s gold.
Love it.
Like the pine trees lining the winding road, I've got a name. I've got a name. Like the singing bird and the croaking toad, I've got a name, I've got a name. And I carry it with me like my daddy did, but I'm living the dream that he kept here. Moving me down the highway, rolling me down the highway, moving ahead so life won't pass me by. Like the north wind whistling down the sky, I've got a song, I've got a song. Like the whippoorwill when the babies cry, I've got a song, I've got a song. And I carry it with me and I sing it loud. If it gets me nowhere, I'll go there proud. Moving me down the highway, rolling me down the highway, moving ahead so life won't pass me by.
Absolutely incredible. You want more of that, another fantastic artist from our region here, get on over to the Moorhead American Legion right off Highway 10 by the Frying Pan this Sunday, 3 to 10. We're doing all we can to raise money for Cindy, Six Strings for Cindy Runham, who's doing battle here with colon cancer. Cindy, pleasure meeting you, and good luck to you. And Michael, thank you. I know you guys got to get down the hall.
Thank you.
He should probably charge me for making him sing two songs this morning. Phenomenal. Thank you so much. Yeah, it's going to be fun. And like I said, Sloppy yeah. Joe's and... I love Sloppy Joe's. I haven't made Sloppy Joe's in a while.
I haven't made them either, although my youngest will make them on her own, so that's kind of impressive these days.
Yeah, there you go. And not to mention cake. I mean, hello, they're talking my wheelhouse right here.
Yeah, cake,
Sloppy
Joe's,
chips.
Chips, yeah.
Yeah, and all these artists that are going to be performing here that he just mentioned, they are incredible. I've heard them mm-hmm. numerous times. And just like Michael Pink, who we just enjoyed here, I mean, these other artists are just phenomenal. And they're donating all their time to help Cindy out here, too. So that's super cool. So, yeah, go throw some money their way and help out. All the money is going to Cindy as she does battle stage 3 colon cancer. Again, she's done 4 rounds of chemo, but as mm-hmm. you know, I mean, medical bills are costly.
I literally told you last night I got another bill from Sanford, you know, that just...
they just keep showing up, don't they?
They just show up like, you know, 6 months later and you're like, well, I mean, I know that that I owe this, but you're not expecting it. You think you would have been taken care of by now. But yeah, the medical bills just kind of keep showing up, and how much you get covered at times is really going to depend on your insurance provider and what type of coverage you have. And mm-hmm. so sometimes that varies from person to person. I'm very lucky with my insurance that I've kept from my last job. And, you know, so if you don't have...
See, one of the perks of being a government employee.
Yeah, I mean, and if you don't have the type of deductible that some people have, I mean, it can be very expensive just paying the deductibles. Mm-hmm. I mean, most times if you've got insurance, it's going to cover the majority of these big-time bills, but there's still going to be thousands of dollars that you still have to pay. So.
And we should say, too, thanks to Scotty and the crew over there mm-hmm. at the Moorhead American Legion, always finding time, making their venue available for fundraisers mm-hmm. just like this, just like yours. Again, this Sunday, Moorhead American Legion, 3 to 10 p.m., 6 strings for Cindy fundraiser, Cindy Rudum, as she continues to do battle here with cancer, and it is free to attend. Musicians are performing for free. They're donating their time. You see the guitar cases up on stage. Throw some money in there, too. Mm-hmm. All the money is going to Cindy. And then, free will donations for Sloppy Joe's, pickles, chips, beans, cake slice for $2, mm-hmm. free water and coffee, wristbands courtesy of Vic's Bar and Grill for $5, 6 strings for Cindy, ribbons for $2, jello shots for $2. They will also be auctioning off a 6 string for Cindy, 3x8 banner autographed by all the musicians taking part in this event. Absolutely love it. And it's just one way we as a community can help mm-hmm. those in need. And just like you, Jace, you didn't know that this was going to happen to you, and you were going to need the support of the community and Lend a Hand Up fundraiser set up.
And the support from the community and friends and family is just like she said, it's overwhelming. It's hard to be able to say thank you to everybody that took time out of their day more than anything mm-hmm. to not only just help you, but just to think of you. I mean, sometimes that's all that you really need is their words of encouragement. And when they go above and beyond that and support you financially and you know, do nice things for you, it's just amazing.
Now I want a Sloppy Joe right now.
I know, I'm hungry.
I
haven't had
breakfast. The Moorhead American Legion. Scotty will hook me up with a Sloppy Joe.
Maybe.
Wait till Sunday like the rest of us. 3 mm-hmm. to 10 p.m.